Okay, so Joe Courtney of Connecticut's beautiful 2nd District. The Mueller report is out.
Yep.
I think it turns out that the guy, Mueller, knew what he was doing and how to avoid getting fired on the one hand and laying out Hansel and Gretel sort of breadcrumbs for the Congress.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And it certainly it's consistent with his amazing record of public service. Again, my family has got some connections in terms of my dad was an FBI agent a long time ago during World War II. My brother, Bob, was an assistant U.S. attorney in the organized crime strike force in Philadelphia for, you know, career prosecutor and dealt directly, when Mueller was the head of the FBI. Every indication shows that, you know, he's a real Boy Scout, and he's also a really good lawyer. And that report is meticulous in terms of, you know, being, I think, really very understandable for, you know, legal documents. Sometimes lawyers have a tendency to make it harder to understand things than easier. But and this thing was very clear, organized, and he certainly laid out evidence, number one, of the fact that Russia was systemically trying to interfere with our democracy and really large and significant ways. Number two, that there was contacts between the Trump campaign and, players that I think clearly were part of that Russian interference. And three, that there was definitely actions taken in terms of obstruction that, rose to the office of White House counsel being told to mislead and misrepresent facts. So there's a lot there to take in. It clearly is a far cry from what Attorney General Barr described, and it's certainly not an exoneration, as the president initially claimed.
And what would you make of Barr here?
Really, I think he stained the reputation of the Department of Justice. And I say that, you know, with no great enthusiasm. I think it's a sad thing, given, again, my family's own history in terms of working for the Department of Justice. He is not the president's lawyer, to put it as, you know, directly as possible. His job, when he took the oath, is to uphold the Constitution and laws of this country, which means that you should not be out there spinning a special counsel's report, holding it back for 27 days, and then doing another press conference before the release of the report, which, again, was just this very cherry-picked, misleading account of what the document actually said. I mean, I guess to some degree he deserves some credit for releasing the report redactions, but he's going to have a long couple of days when he comes over to Capitol Hill for Chairman Nadler's committee and Lindsey Graham's committee to really talk about, you know, some of the, I just think, you know, ridiculous statements that he was making when the report was first filed by Mueller. And certainly the decision-making process, which he mischaracterized. Mueller made his decision to not recommend prosecution in terms of the conspiracy charge based on the Department of Justice's legal memorandum, not because there was insufficient evidence. I mean, it could not have been clearer in the language of that report. And for Barr to go out there and talk about the decision not to prosecute as based on an evidentiary analysis just flies in the face of the language of Mueller's report. So, again, he I think really will go down in history as just an incredibly weak and poor attorney general because of just the way he's handled this.
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, let me ask you a very fast question.
Yeah.
I've been arguing with a lot of the people listening to this radio station, my, you know, liberal friends, I consider myself that, say, I don't care what happens, just impeach him. And I keep saying, well, what was the sense of that? Better beat him in 2020, because the Senate's never going to vote to convict. What do you think?
So, I mean, impeachment, if you read the Federalist Papers, you know, some of the, you know, really smart people that have written about it over, you know, the last 200 years, impeachment is a, you know, it's kind of a hybrid legal / political decision. It just is, because you're, you know, the fundamental objective of an impeachment is to undo an election, you know, which is a political process, and frankly is, you know, really almost kryptonite in terms of, you know, the gravity and seriousness of it, and you have to handle it with care. And so, you know, I think it's something that cannot be ruled in automatically based on the filing of the report. It can't be ruled out either. I mean, but what I do think is that what Congress should be doing as a co-equal branch of government, receiving really a stunning report in terms of an invasion of our democracy, as well as you know, actions and behavior in the White House, which are alarming, is that we need to, on a step-by-step, methodical basis, drill down into this report. And again, Jerry Nadler, who I know well, he helped me when I ran back in 2006, and is someone I really respect as a lawyer and certainly as a leader, is the right person to begin this process. But it's got to be a step-by-step process. I think it's a mistake to jump to a conclusion.
Okay, the second part of the question is the Office of Legal Services, or in the Justice Department, says that you can't indict a sitting president. That seems ridiculous to me. I mean, what if he pulled a gun and killed somebody? What is that about?
Well, again, I mean, I think your point is well taken. And, you know, it doesn't say you can't prosecute them after they leave office, but it heightens the role of Congress even more when you have something like that sort of hovering over, you know, investigations like the one that Mueller just conducted. So, as I said before, Congress's role is always significant and important as a co-equal branch. If anything, this report elevated and highlighted that role even more in terms of just kind of some degree handing it off to Congress after you know, pretty exhaustive, thorough description of you know, both the question of conspiracy and the question of obstruction.
I got a minute here, but don't just stop to think, and when you look at the disgraceful way which Devin Nunes handled his committee and oversight, you just mentioned oversight, don't you think it's just unbelievable the difference between what's happening with the Democrats and the Republicans?
Yeah, and it's actually sad. I mean, to me, you know, having grown up in a Republican family, as I said, with, you know, law enforcement background, you know, to see this knee-jerk partisan response to something that is very serious from, you know, really somebody who could not be more credible than Robert Mueller, who is a Republican, by the way, and, you know, served in Vietnam, you know, racked up a tremendous record post 9/11, et cetera, and to just almost have to sort of assume as a given that there will be zero Republican participation in addressing what is really a very grave issue for the country. And so, having said that, I mean, I think Speaker Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are up to the task of making sure that, you know, we fulfill our constitutional duty.
It's always wonderful to talk to our very good friend, Joe Courtney, Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District. Joe, keep coming back. I got another. When we come back together the next time, I want to talk to you about your old friend, Betsy DeVos.
Sure. Thanks, Alan.